How I see branding is matching your outsides to your insides, right? So you kind of spoke about it, right? It's creating something that's actually representing you accurately, that actually powerfully captures your unique essence.
Welcome to Sacred Leaders with me, Sigrid Tasses, leadership and embodiment coach, author, speaker, entrepreneur, humanitarian, and modern medicine woman. And you have found a podcast where today's top leaders, conscious entrepreneurs, spiritual teachers, and personal development experts share with you the insights, tools, hacks, and strategies to help you bring more depth and embodiment to your life and leadership and amplify your impact from the inside out. Today's guest is Ashley Han, and Ashley is a branding and marketing strategist, coach, best-selling author, and host of the podcast, The Ashley Han Show. She is also the founder and owner of Omni Media, through which she supports heart-centered entrepreneurs and brands to amplify and monetize their online presence to help them grow their impact. And in this episode, we speak about magnetic branding, the biggest mistakes you might be doing when it comes to your branding and website, as well as what are some of the things you get to do in order to make sure your presence online is really reflecting who you are and what you're about, as well as the potency of your work. We speak about authenticity and vulnerability and the impact they have in our branding and our businesses, as well as having boundaries around social media while remaining authentic in our expression. We also jammed on giving ourselves permission to evolve and create new aligned offerings so that we can really lead from a space of integrity, and how to create confidence from within and accept yourself fully so that you can create the life, brand, and business of your dreams. I know anyone listening will be able to get so much value from this episode, you guys, and especially for those of you ladies, female entrepreneurs, you are going to get so much from this conversation when it comes to your branding, your business, but also the way in which you carry, accept, and treat yourself. So I definitely recommend listening to this one. You'll probably be taking notes. And if you want to dive deep into this juicy episode with us, keep on listening as we dive right into it. Ashley, thank you so much for making the time to be here in Sacred Leaders. I'm really excited to be chatting with you today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited as well.
Yeah. So I want to start diving into branding, which is a topic that's a little bit more technical than what we usually are used to hearing Sacred Leaders. However, I know that this is something that shows up for a lot of mission-driven entrepreneurs and heart-led leaders, where they expand as a person, they connect even more with their purpose, with their why, with the potency of their gifts, and then they find themselves in a position where the branding that they made at the start is no longer matching their self-awareness, their understanding of who they truly are, and the potency of the work that they're bringing forth. And then that lack of clarity and consistency in the branding can really get in the way of people understanding how powerful the work that these people do is. So I know personally figuring out my branding has been a huge headache and something that is still growing through. So I would love to start there. Why is branding and marketing strategy something so important, and how can it impact the journey of those entrepreneurs that want to really serve the people that they work with?
Yeah, it's so important, because how I see branding is matching your outsides to your insides, right? So you kind of spoke about it, right? It's creating something that's actually representing you accurately, that actually powerfully captures your unique essence. It's why I'm also so passionate about working with personal brands, because every brand, every personal brand is just that. It's personal, it's unique, right? So it's about capturing that uniqueness. And one of the biggest things that I see that breaks my heart is when I see coaches, personal brands out there trying to do it like that person and do it that way. Or should I not do, is this appropriate? Is this not appropriate? Like, forget all that stuff. Like, do you. That's why I also talk a lot about magnetic branding. And what magnetic branding is literally putting a stake in the ground of your truth, of your mission, of everything that you align with and everything you don't align with, literally just coming as you are fully, wholly, completely, so that you become magnetic, you become polarizing, you become this force where you're either repelling those who aren't in alignment with your tribe, with your mission, your vision, your values, or you're becoming that much more attractive and attracting in those people who do align with you, who are about your mission, your message, and everything that you stand for. So that is the powerful force. And the only way that you can get there is by capturing your essence, capturing it through powerful brand strategies. You know, this could be content that you create on your Instagram. This could be your website, which I believe is like the backbone of your business these days because we live in a digital era, right? Everything's online. So it's having that online presence match your offline presence.
I love that. And you can really feel when a brand is really speaking to you and it makes you feel something, versus when you're kind of just seeing information and reading information and you're like, okay, I know more about what this person is doing, but I can't feel it. I can't feel it. And then versus having those brands that are, whoa, like just capture your attention and you're interested without really even knowing or looking at testimonials or being recommended to a person, you feel that much more magnetized to that because of what the branding makes you feel. So what's one of the first things that we get to think about when we want to create that magnetic branding that you talk about?
Well, stakes in the ground. So what are your absolute truths? Like, what are those things that you will actually put a stake in the ground and say, hey, this is what I stand for. And this is what I don't stand for. Right? I will not, like, this is what, like, all of us, and this is like the beauty of contrast, right? Is there's things that we're for and there's things that we're against. And we get to be okay with that, embrace that, own that, channel that in everything that we do. So one of the, actually was just going through, we were rebranding some of my own stuff today. And I came across one of my old clients, Amber Valdez. I don't know if you know who she is.
Yeah. Okay. We spent a lot of time together in Australia.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I love it. We're so connected. So Amber is one of my good friends and also past client, where one of the things that she had said was she was able, because we did her whole website and branding for her, she said she was able to capture what I stand for and my message, but like what I stand for. And that's what it's all about, right? It's like having the courage, because sometimes when we say things and we stand for things, even things, and especially things that are controversial, it can feel very intimidating because there's these natural parts of us that just want to be accepted and liked by everyone. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's human nature. It's okay. And like you get to tap into your full truth and own it all because you'll see that you become magnetic. You become a powerful force rather than trying to be agreeable and please everyone.
Which is just never going to happen. So.
It doesn't exist. It literally doesn't exist. Like even like Oprah, she has millions of haters probably, right? And that's, look at her. She's crushing it. She's living it, right? So it doesn't, you're absolutely right. So it's actually this like false fear that we have. Like at the end of the day, it's going to happen. And accepting that is actually really, for anyone listening who is just now stepping out into the light and just now like starting that journey of your own personal brand, accepting as fact that there's going to be people who just don't like you, who don't like your stuff, who don't agree with your stuff, that's just the way it is. And the sooner you come to acceptance with that, the less it will affect you because you're not, I'm a big proponent in like darkness, right? Is like our fears or whatever it is, right? Those dark parts of us, the only way we can overcome it is by shining light on it, right? So if you're afraid of rejection, like shine light on that stuff, you know, shine light on it and just accept that it's going to happen. We're going to get rejected. It's part of our human walk of life. It's just going to happen.
Definitely. Yeah. And the good news is that there's already people out there that don't like you. So that's actually the good news. I always say this to my clients, like your biggest fear is not being liked or being judged or being criticized. But guess what? Great news is already happening.
Yeah.
While we're speaking, while you feel healthy, you feel alive, your business is working, everything's going well, there's already people out there that are holding judgments against you. And it has nothing to do with you. I feel like one of the things that really supported me is understanding that it was not personal. Nothing that anyone else can think about me is personal, but also how I present myself out there in the world, my branding, my message, my content, my work, that is just one aspect of me as well. Mm-hmm. So just really giving myself that allowance of, I am not perfect. And sometimes I will share something and then a month later, I will have changed my mind. And mm-hmm. it's completely fine because I'm just here sharing my expression. I don't owe anyone perfection. This is something that we really get to anchor in.
And you want to know something even on top of that is that those imperfect moments, like those moments where you're not at your quote unquote best and you share that, people respect the hell out of that. They really do. They respect that because then it's like, listen, we're humans. We relate with humans, with other humans, right? Not aliens, not robots. Like we connect to humans. So if we're able to see the human in us, in them, that creates even more connection and resonance. So like one of the posts, I'll never forget, one of the scariest posts that I ever made on my Instagram, I actually owned like the skeletons in my closet. I took them out of the closet and I was like, I did this. I had an affair with a married man. I used to steal in high school and junior high. Like I literally put everything that I used to shame about myself, like in a list. Like you could still find it. It's in a list. It's bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. And I was like, all right, here, I'm putting it all out there. Like done. Skeletons out the closet. No more secrets, right? Secrets, secrecy breeds shame. So no more secrets. Just get it out.
Yeah.
Here's all the ways that I'm not perfect, right? And that post had by far the highest engagement that I had ever had at that point. Like it was like just blew up because people were like, oh my gosh, people could relate to that. It's powerful. And it also shows courage because so many people don't want to own that stuff. But the thing is we got to find beauty in the contrast. Our light, our darkness births our light. Right? That's how we see so many leaders today. They're actually, their purpose actually came from their biggest pain points. That's how it works.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that I love about you actually, ever since I started following your work, is that you let people see many aspects of yourself. So I actually started following you through Gerard, and I started following you because you were doing some hilarious TikToks. And I was like, I don't even know what this person does, but I like what she's up to. And I started following you. And from there, I started to learn about the branding and marketing strategy and just really seeing how good you are at what you do, the mindset work that you do with women, supporting them with confidence, all of that. But I actually started following you from a funny TikTok. I was like, this woman is hilarious. And I just want more of this. So really understanding that sometimes there's so many, it's so easy to get caught up in trying to be quote unquote professional.
Oh yeah.
We have to keep certain aspects of ourselves just to ourselves. But in reality, the more we are all of us, the more we can attract really our dream clients and the people that will resonate with that humanness within us.
100%. What you said just there is so key. Giving people the 360 view of you is what I say. So we are multifaceted human beings. This was actually a lesson that was taught to me when it comes to branding by my mentor and friend who I've known for 6 years now. He mentored me a lot in the beginning, and now it's just been more as like an as needed basis, is Gary Vaynerchuk. So Gary told me, Ashley, you're a multifaceted human. Everyone is a multifaceted human. Capture all those sides of you, right? So what you said is so, so huge. I can't tell you how often I've heard that as like a way that people will hold back in expression and expressing themselves. Because listen, when you're a personal brand, You are your brand. You. And you're not just the professional side. You got all kinds of sides. You might have a silly side. You might have a feisty, spicy side. I actually had Sarah Pendrick, I don't know if you know her, come on my podcast. And she says, one thing about me, it's actually the thing that my man, my husband loves the most about me is I got a spicy, feisty side, right? And so we do, we have these sides to us that we get to express and own because as you said, it draws people in a different way. They connect with you. And then they're like, oh, wait, she's my people. You know, she's my people. I want like, and then you start learning all the other things about them. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe I want to have her on my podcast. Maybe I want to collaborate with her a little bit, right? So that's the beauty of letting people in and letting people see the 360 is you become magnetic. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. And I know that for a lot of people, I've had this conversation with so many of my clients that say, you know, I feel maybe pressured to share more of me on social media, but I also want to have aspects of my life that are just for me. And I feel like it's really something that has supported me a lot is drawing my boundaries as well around what I want to share and what I don't, but making sure that it comes from a space of self-honoring versus shame or fear. For instance, I know that's something that I carried a lot of fear around for years was to really let social media see my medicine woman side, right? And that is something I've been apprenticing for the past 4 or 5 years with plant medicines. I've sat in like over 100 plant medicine ceremonies. I've traveled the world. I sat with elders of all these different walks and roads. And I have my altar in my house and I pray every morning to it. Like I'm connected to all these different ways of doing things that are really maybe quote unquote different, but they make up who I am and how I live. But there was so much fear, all of the witch words going up, or like, what will people think? You know, I have a past in corporate. So I used to be like, okay, people are going to think that I'm too woo-woo. People won't take me seriously. People won't understand what I do. And really, in the moment I truly owned that, is a moment where I went from doing the work that I was doing with everyone and anyone to really being able to serve people that are up to big games, people that are playing big games in their lives and in their businesses that saw what I had to share, were like, oh, that's different. Oh, that's really unique. And then I started to attract my dream clients from that space. Well, before I couldn't because there was this aspect of myself that was in the closet. And I still have my boundaries around, you know, certain things I consider them sacred and I'm not going to share them on social media, but I let people into the fact that that aspect of me exists.
Mm. Yeah, so powerful. And I love that you brought that up because that's another very important line to draw, right? Is that there's going to be what you always get to bring it back to is your intention, right? Mm-hmm. So your intention, like what, whenever you're thinking about posting something on social, ask yourself, what's my intention here? Right? Is my intention to like cause and create something through this? Or am I doing this because I feel like I should? Right? Because that's now inauthentic. And that actually takes the power out of what you're doing. And it will exhaust you. And then you'll start to create an unhealthy relationship with social media. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen that where people actually despise social media. It's because they just aren't using it in the way that works for them, AKA being intentional with themselves when they're using it. Right? So dark and light exists everywhere. It also exists in social media, right? The comparison. Oh, that person's doing that. So I should too, right? Or I don't want to post this because I'm scared of what those people will think about me. You know what I'm saying? So it's tapping into your truth and your intention behind posting or not posting. As long as it's true, it's not fear, it's not false evidence appearing real, then go for it. Then do it. Do what feels good. And you'll know, like when I make those funny TikToks, girl, I have so much fun. Gerard's like, you're like a kid when you do this because I don't know what it is. Even when I was little, I used to love like playing pranks on people. And so I have fun with it. It's like this part of me that I get to express through like using TikTok or now Reels, right? So it's fun for me. Now, if it felt like exhausting and I was like pressuring myself and pushing myself to do it, like, no, I don't want that. No one wants that. Don't do it. You know, do what, like literally listen to yourself, listen to what your body's telling you.
Yeah, I think this is a huge one. And I know that when people are coming into their branding as well, there's this pressure or this line between who you are and what you want to do exactly as you want it to do. And then the strategy side of always also wanting to do the thing that converts, wanting to do the thing that really lands. And I know that this happens, for example, when people are wanting to create their websites, and there's the part of you that wants to create the website exactly as you would like it. But also there's the understanding that not every person is a graphic designer. Not every person understands color so well. Not every person, you know, that's one thing I'm not great at. I do not have that visual eye. So for me, it's really hard sometimes to try and put things together myself. It just doesn't work and I get exhausted. So there's that fine line between how you would do it and how it's actually going to serve you to do it.
So two things around that. Having it all doesn't mean doing it all. Okay. So there are things like I have that visual creativity. It's funny that you mentioned that because I was just filming a little mini course. And one of the things I was sharing is superpowers, right? And getting people to tap into their superpowers. And I said, one of mine is I've had this for I don't even know how long, where I just have this kind of visually creative eye. The weird thing is I cannot draw with my hand at all. But when it comes to like Photoshop and things like that, like I love it, right? I'm all over it. But the point that I'm saying here is that if it's not your jam, don't try to like fit a round peg into a square hole. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if it's not you and it drains you and it's not a good use of, it's not your highest and best use, which is something I say a lot. If it's not your highest and best use, you don't got to do it. There are people out there that would love to support you, that you can call in, that you can collaborate with, you can co-create with. I mean, hiring support for anyone listening now who's creating and trying to scale their brands, getting support is critical, critical to you growing, expanding, and scaling. You just can't do it alone, at least not to the level that you get to go to, right? And the other thing that you said was really important is, yes, like hire these specialists to support you. Audit your time, see what you're doing that's not serving you. And remember this, that your website, and this is an example here, we'll use website because we're talking about this. Now, this is the truth. It's not about you. It's about who you're serving. This is like the biggest aha when I get my clients in. Like the biggest mistake I see on a website is when people have their title at the top. Like that's the first thing that people see when you land on your website. Because think about it. When someone lands on your website, you're having it's one person. Like say it's me right here on my laptop or me on my phone. You have the opportunity to communicate a message to that person, not say, hey, look at me, me, me. It's all about me. No, it's about them. So when you were saying something earlier about, oh, like you got to market what converts and, you know, sometimes that can get in the way of that feeling aligned, da, da, da. What it is you get to meet people where they're at. Okay. Mm-hmm. People where they're at. Because at the end of the day, isn't our mission to get to those people so that you can cause and create the transformation that you see possible for them, right? So it's important that you, I get this all the time, so I'm so happy you brought that up, is that you realize it's not about you, it's who you're serving. In other words, something you hear a lot about marketers say is sell them what they want and give them what they need. What that is saying in a more wholesome way is meet them where they're at. Like me, if I serve the women who are where I was, let's say 5 years ago. If I start speaking the way I think now, they're not going to get that, right? I've got to think about what they want at that point in their journey. I've got to think back to the me 5 years ago and speak to that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, super powerful shift when you think about it that way. And just remember, when in doubt, focus out. When in doubt, focus out.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up. I think that that will resonate for so many people. I know that that's the case in so many websites where it's the first thing that you see is just that. And I know I'm redoing my website and there's so many things that I'm changing around and being like, how did I do this like years ago? I've had the same website for years. And I know that now I'm looking at it and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. And that doesn't make sense. But you know, we learn and we grow. Mm-hmm. But I would love to hear what would you say are some of the biggest mistakes that people do in regards to how they approach their website and their branding, for example? Mm.
Well, that would definitely be my number one, the one that I said. Definitely number one is when they're making the website about them and not their person that they want to serve. The other thing is when you don't have any social proof, like no testimonials. Listen, you can get them. Even if I may have someone listening right now that's like, well, but I don't really have that many clients yet, or I'm just starting out and I have zero clients. I'm starting from ground zero. How can I get testimonials? Guess what? You can find people who support you, who know your character, who can attest to your character, and you can put those on your website. So if you don't have testimonials on your website, you're leaking leads. Plain and simple. You just are. You know, today people's filters are so, you know, people have this really thick filters these days because we're being bombarded left and right with all kinds of things and messages and blah, blah, blah. You know, so having that additional like piece of credibility on your website is very, very important. So that's another thing that I see many websites don't have. And then the other thing would be a value give, like an opt-in, a lead gen. A big reason why people are also leaking leads is they don't have that on their site. So there, you have someone who comes to your website. They're obviously interested, but they may not be warm enough to like book that call or to buy that thing. But like maybe they want to kind of fill you out a little bit more, and they see you're offering this, you know, free blueprint as a gift or whatever it is as a gift, or this free mini series or whatever it may be, a quiz. They're like, okay, like I can do that, right? That's a step I could take. All right, let's see what she's about. Let's see what she's got here, right? So then you capture that person, then they come in your funnel, they're in your community, you start to nurture them, and then boom, they can turn into your client, right? So mm-hmm. That's definitely a third one that I would say a lot of sites miss, is that opportunity to capture those colder leads that are like interested, but not ready to convert just yet.
Yeah. Love that. And one thing that came up as well for me earlier as we were speaking is I know that a lot of people can find themselves in this position when we start in this industry. We get told to niche and just really niche down who you're serving. You get really clear on what you're doing. And that's like, you have to be really specific with that, right? And I know that I work with a lot of female entrepreneurs that have built that six-figure and multiple six-figure businesses. And now, because of their growth and their personal evolution, they find that there is something that feels alive for them, something that they feel excited to teach and support and coach in, that doesn't have not that much to do with what they were doing up until now. And there's this transformation where they're like, but I still like what I was doing. I just don't want to do just that. And the other thing that I want to do might not be on brand, quote unquote on brand. And one thing I love about your work as well, and I was thinking about that earlier, is that while I imagine your ideal client might be similar, you can support people in that branding and marketing strategy side, while you also support women with the mindset and the confidence. And I know that this is something that I'm just someone that if I'm not doing all of the things that light me up, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I need to go with my gut, right? So I have the mastermind and I have the retreats and then I have my self-care course, but I have my embodiment stuff. So I have all of these different things. I'm serving the same person, but in all these different ways that I feel excited about. And that's what makes me be able to continue to be in my business, in service and in integrity.
That's the key. You just said you're serving the same person. So listen to that, everyone listening right now. That's the key, right? Yeah. Remember, we just talked about earlier how we are multifaceted. So you bet your bottom dollar that someone who is interested in self-care, you said you have a self-care thing, right? Would also probably has some kind of business or thing where they could go into your mastermind, right? I don't know if your mastermind is for business, but whatever it is, right? So we have these different layers to us. There's like, for example, a lot of my women that came from, like I had a confidence course that I no longer run. It's actually evolved into my Female on Fire. That would go on into my branding mastermind because they're like, all right, I got the confidence down. Like I feel good in my body. Like, okay, I feel good about like, I'm not scared of judgment and rejection anymore. Like I've owned it. Now I'm ready to step in and like create all the things. Same person, yeah. Different purpose. So that's what it is. It's person versus purpose.
Yeah, that's a big one. I think that it's something that I know can limit the expression of a lot of people because they feel that pressure of it is not on brand, but it's like, it's okay. If that's what lights you up, that's the thing that you're going to do best. The thing that you're most excited about doing.
And people will feel that energy. They'll respond to that energy. Listen, take the leap. Like if you're feeling called to go somewhere, you know, obviously in a responsible way, of course, yeah. But like answer the call. Like I was fully only agency. I had my Omni Media Marketing Agency and I was fully only that, right? And then I started to get like, I was like, man, I really love, I went through Ascension Leadership Academy and I did a Yes, with Jenna. Oh my gosh, I love it. We know all the same people. It's so great. And then I did a mastery and leadership training as well. So it like teaches you how to train and facilitate and coach. And I was like, I love this. I love this so much. Like, how can I integrate this? Because I love it. I love supporting women through breakthrough and like really coming to their full expression, igniting their flame, radiating it out, like all that. I love it. So how can I do this too? And I remember when I was in a struggle with it because I was like, what was this now? 5 years ago. And I had had a conversation with Gary. So if anyone who's doubting this right now, listen, Gary's got like, I mean, he, when it comes to personal branding, he's a guru, yeah, right? So totally. He said to me, I go, okay, Gary, I know you're probably going to tell me like, I need to pick one and I'm just struggling. And he goes, pick one what? And I'm like, well, cause you know how I'm doing like branding. And then I also really love coaching women with like their confidence and embodiment. And he's like, Ashley, both. You're both. Like, I'll never forget his exact words. Both. You're both. Do both. You're both. And I'm like, you're right. I am both. I am both. Damn it. I'm going to do both, you know? And it's beautiful. So then I have these two facets to me. Even if you go to my website, you'll see it's like, do you want to elevate your brand? Do you want to elevate yourself? Like you want to fire up your brand strategy and fire up your online presence. You want to fire up your offline presence. You want to fire up your soul, right? So it's very different things, but for the same person.
Yeah. Definitely. Totally. I remember I was in a mastermind a few years ago with another common friend, Alexi, and I was actually speaking with her and I was like, I feel this calling to really move into fully coaching leaders and coaching people that are up to big games and really driven by the mission. And I was making it this thing where I thought everything in my business had to change. And I was under this impression that I had to give up everything that I had created. And I was like, but I just started to like, you know, like feel like I'm good in my business and all of that. And now I have to give up everything and this and that. And Alexa looked at me and she was like, why? Who's your ideal client right now? Like you're teaching, I was coaching at the time, confidence and self-love. And she was like, who are you coaching? And I was like, oh, coaches and female entrepreneurs. Who do you want to coach now? Coaches and female entrepreneurs. so what needs to crumble? Like you do not have to give up everything you've created. You just shift that perspective and the way in which you approach it.
And you're creating a journey. So you're creating a client journey. So that's the important thing too. Other ways that people also say this is a client ladder. Right. So it can be ladder, journey, path, whatever it is, but it's just giving all, because we're going to have different needs along different points in our lives. So you're now giving to not just one need, but two, or maybe it's three, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're actually meeting them at, depending on where they're at along their journey, which is beautiful because then you have these like lifelong, like ride or die clients that are like with you as you're evolving. Yeah. And you said that earlier, you know, evolving is a very important piece to embrace, not resist, not say, oh, but I've done this and I've created this so far. And like, I'm scared to let it go. As Alexia reminded you, like, A, you don't got to let go of anything unless you're feeling called to, and that's true for you. Like you're evolving. And we as humans, we evolve. And guess what? Our people are evolving with us too. They're evolving. So allow your personal brand to evolve with you. It's a beautiful thing. It's one of the biggest blessings of being a personal brand, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I totally agree. I have had so many clients that were with me back in the day of self-love and self-confidence. And then they went through my business trainings. And then now they're in my embodiment trainings and mastermind. And they've done my self-care course. And they were coming to my retreat. And it's like literally everything. And you become so, it's such a beautiful relationship that you build with these people as well, because you're evolving yes. and you're sharing your evolution and the new skills and the new passions that you have with those people, and they're evolving with you. Yes. And it's, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful things that we can do to really yes. see that evolution. And it's something also that allows you to remain in integrity. Because if you're just doing something that you no longer feel excited about, just because it creates, you know, it hits the numbers and it's bringing yeah. in the money and people know you for it, and you can really be comfortable in your quote unquote successful have made it chair. And it is a way of really hiding away or avoiding failure or that potential failure through staying in that. But if you're not really light up by that, it's out of integrity that you are taking people through those journeys, that you are doing those things.
Yeah. Well, it's realizing too that like we get to be paid for our gifts and our passion. So maybe yeah. back then you were passionate about that thing, right? Whatever that thing was, you were passionate about it. Well, maybe now you're like, oh, like this thing kind of drains me now. And it's, I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you how many clients I've had that have that happen. And everyone goes through that where it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. And then you're like, well, but it's what's made me money so far. And you know, like that's what's made you money so far. What about like what's next for you? What about what's possible when you invest in like what's showing up for you now, right? And you embrace that next evolution. You can make money doing that too. You just didn't give yourself a chance, you know? It's like silly when yeah. you think about it, because you made money off of it then. Who's to say you can't do it in the next evolution of your brand? Yeah. You know?
1,000%. And in my experience as well, if you're not excited by that thing, it probably won't bring you as much money anymore, because you made all of that money when you were excited, when you were on fire. Yes. Because when we are really passionate about what we do, people can feel that and people get enrolled by our energy. But when that is no longer there, it's like a dead relationship where there's no passion and there's no spark. And nothing.
Yes. Oh, you said it, sister. One of my favorite mantras is that when you're selling, right, and you're selling someone into your course, your program, your service, whatever it may be, that selling is an exchange of energy, right? Other ways people say is it's an exchange of confidence. It's an exchange of fire, right? So in other words, if your energy is like, I'm kind of doubting this, and but I'm not going to be able to really serve them all because I don't really want to do this, and like you're like in that space, that's how you're going to literally transfer that energy over. Now, if you're feeling lit up and excited and on fire, that's authentic, that's real, that's integrous, like you're showing up that way, you're going to get them on fire. It's contagious. Then they're going to be like, oh, now I'm feeling on fire. Yes, I want this. Yes, right? So it's literally that transaction that's happening is not just a financial extraction, you know, transaction. It's not just like, I'm going to give you money for X service. It's also an energetic transaction. So you're absolutely, you hit the nail on the head. And that's something that people don't realize is you watch what happens when you start really stepping into what your flame, what your fire is about, you become an unstoppable force. But it's the flame. That's the key, right? So staying in that flame and staying in that like confidence and in that state is everything. Right. So before you even, like I say this to women, I coach them on like sales calls a lot, because you want to really tap into your authentic passion of the possibility you see for that person, knowing that your service, program, course is going to take them there, is going to be that tool for them, and like getting excited about that for them. Like you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm giving them a gift. I'm not taking anything from them. I'm giving them a massive gift. You know, that's what it feels like when you're in your purpose, when you're in your path, like you literally feel like you're giving gifts away, like you're giving gifts.
Exactly. And the money is just the exchange that you receive for it, but it's definitely that. I feel like you nailed it with that, because the energy that we feel within is the energy that we're giving out in those conversations. And if you are feeling drained and you are feeling like, I no longer want to do this, then it becomes about you taking someone's money. Because you're not longer excited. And yes, you're providing value, but the value is going to decrease because your energy and your passion isn't there. And it will feel like that. It will feel like you're taking someone's money. You're selling someone into something versus you have these, like I always, when I do my masterminds and when I do my programs enrollments, I always imagine, like, I feel like I've got this spaceship and then I'm inviting people in and I'm like, let's go. Like I feel epic thing and I don't even know how far we're going, but we're going. I'm like jumping.
So good.
Versus this kind of like, yeah, there's this program and it's got all of these workbooks and all of these videos.
Yeah,
and you get things, which it's just not.
You know, I love it. It's so true what a difference it truly makes when we're so aligned and on fire and passionate about something. And when, by the way, there's this other side of it where you start to doubt yourself and maybe like you're going into a new, right? You're taking this step and it is scary. Of course, like acknowledge and embrace the scariness. Like, by the way, that's totally normal. Like it's okay. It's okay to be scared. It's part of the journey. So lean into the fear, lean into it. Remember one of the mantras, I said it earlier on in the show, but one of my mantras is when in doubt, focus out. So when you get doubtful and you get nervous on those sales calls, or maybe you're presenting in front of a group of people, whatever it may be, notice who you're making it about. Just notice. Because typically when we get nervous, like even when I'm about to go on stage, which hasn't happened that much, you know, because of COVID lately, but when I used to go on stages, I would, whenever I would start, I would start to feel nervous. Okay, nervous is my trigger now, it's my cue that I'm not focusing out. I'm not about service anymore, I'm about self. And that's not what I'm there to do when I'm speaking. I'm there to give to the people and create something and evoke and wake up something in the people I'm presenting to, right? So that when in doubt, focus out is key. Getting excited for the person that you're giving this gift to. It comes off so much more authentic. The fear will dissipate because you're no longer putting pressure on you. You're taking that off and you're saying, oh, let's make it about them, right? And it just feels so much better. You're going to sell so much easier and you're also going to feel good about it.
Mm, definitely. And I feel like this is a part of what we get to do as conscious leaders as well, because I personally believe that we all come here to serve a particular mission and that we have different ways in which we are going to fulfill that mission. And you can choose to not do it, or you can choose to jump on board and do it, right? But there's always going to be these messages or these things that you get to do. Some people call it God, the universe, life, whoever you want to call it, and blame it on. But there's going to be someone really sending those messages and sending those next, those hits that are going to say, go this way, don't go this way. Go this way, not that way. And I truly believe that when we are committed and devoted to service, we must make room for that voice to speak and for us to listen. And it is easy sometimes to do it about us and go, but I've made all of this money, or I don't know if I can upkeep my success doing this other thing, or what will people think about that? But I know it is truly important. And if we want to access our ultimate potential, that's the only way to really, like they say, let go and let God, right? Mm-hmm. To really let whatever it is that's lighting you up, that's the universe, God, again, however you want to call that, knocking at your door and your chest and your heart saying, this way, like, let's do it this way. And I know personally, I've shared a couple of times in the podcast that everything I've done in my business has been literally every single thing except for one was told by ayahuasca in ceremonies. Like, wow. I have never sat down at a table going, what am I going to create next? It's always been in ceremony, publish this book. Okay, I'll publish a book. Do this mastermind, do this retreat, do this podcast, do this. It's always been guided by that. So there's been so many moments of freak out where I've been like, I have no idea if this is going to work. I have no idea what am I doing? Where am I going? Because it's not coming from this super strategized plan that I've made in my brain, where I know my 10-year plan with everything that I'm doing. It's more like I'm just going, God, what's next? Okay, spirit, what's next? Where do I go?
You don't need to see the entire staircase to take the first step. Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that you said that. So for any of my overanalyzer procrastinators listening right now, hear that message. You don't need to see the whole staircase. You really can just take that step where you feel guided to go and trust and take that, transform that fear into faith that hey, I'm being guided to go here. Let me listen and see what doors open up for me when I do. You don't need to have it all planned out. And actually, when we try to do that, as maybe you, I've experienced this, I can speak for myself, that when we're so rigidly attached to our agenda and the way we think that things should go, we rip ourselves off from experiencing the magic and the miracles that are available to us, right? Because we're so rigidly attached to our agenda, we don't make any space for the miracles. So totally. Make space for the miracles. Listen, go where you feel guided and trust that you will course correct and find your way as you go. The answers will arrive.
Definitely. I have a friend of mine, Tim Lewis, he teaches manifestation and he's been so deep into that process and really, really knowledgeable around that. And he always says, you know, when you are trying to manifest from a space of mind only, the problem that you're facing is that your mind is so limited. There is so only that many possibilities that you can perceive. There is only so much you can dream up. It is very limited by the experiences that you've had, the things you feel safe, worthy, and capable of doing and attracting and creating and all of that. So it's really limited. So while it may feel safe to try to plan out the next 10 years with that rigid approach that you're talking about, it's actually limiting your expression and it's limiting the amount of success that you can create.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And listen, you can have, like, one thing I am a huge proponent of is visualization and emotional embodiment. So when you're actually visualizing some result that you want, and you know, it can be like, I like to go big with visualizations and sometimes I'll go more, I'll take it back and I'll go more like next, like one step ahead. But sometimes I'll go out to like 10 years. I love doing that. And it doesn't mean, but here, this is the difference, right? Me seeing what I desire to experience in 10 years from now, which by the way, could happen 5 years, who knows, is tapping into a future potential that you desire. It's not saying, okay, and then in order to get that, I'm gonna do X, and only do this and only do that, right? So it's different. So I wanna just make that clarification is that yes, absolutely visualize out, create big, scary goals. Good, shoot for the moon, you'll land amongst the stars, right? Like do it. But and leave room for the magic to support you along the way. And be, you'll also notice that sometimes those big goals that you have shift a little. They go a little this way or they go a little that way, right? And it's all good, right? But the thing is in order for you to even have discovered those doors and windows that opened, you had that initial vision. So it is important to have that vision and to go where you feel called to go and just leaving that openness to receive along the way is really the key.
Yeah, definitely. 1000%. And one thing I love about the work that you do as well is that you're supporting these women. I love that you talk about that magnetic brand, but then you're supporting women to feel magnetic within themselves as well through that Female on Fire series that you created recently. I know that you've been really sharing so many potent conversations and different things that support women to find that inner magnetism within. And I feel like that's really important as well, because sometimes we want to create a powerful brand, but we aren't in the most powerful expression of ourselves within. Yes. So it's not until we do some inner work that we can really create that powerful brand. So I'm curious to hear how this has worked for you, working with women in the mindset and the inner workings, and then supporting them maybe in their branding and their business.
Yeah. So it's been such beautiful work, because I truly believe that everything touches everything. You know, I believe in that wholeness. And I also believe that we are source. You are source. I am source of everything that's showing up in our reality. So that's why, you know, women, when I work with them at that deep level where we are actually tapping into source, we are actually going there, what comes out of that is their true selves. Like, I have a woman in right now who her biggest struggle is expression. She doesn't even know how to express herself. And this is the thing that is the most beautiful realization to have when you're in this work as a woman, is it's not that you're not capable of expressing yourself. It's not that you're not capable of being confident. It's an unused muscle. At some point in your life, you like something happened and you decided, oh, not going to do that anymore. Not going to use that anymore. Not going to speak up anymore. That was painful. Oops, not doing that. And then you went years without doing that thing, whatever it is, right? Expressing yourself, owning your voice, dancing, whatever it is, right? And you just shut it down. And it's like, you got to think of like working out at the gym, like a muscle, like muscles in your body. It's literally been lying dormant. So then, of course, like when you first get started in this work, it's so fun to see where women come in from. But it's like those first reps are always the hardest, right? You walk into the gym and you're like, what do I even do with myself here? Like, I don't know how any of these machines work. I don't know how to work. Like, how do I do this? Right? It's because it feels foreign. It's not because you're not capable. It's just an unused muscle that you get to reactivate. So like that is my most, I would say what I am the most excited about creating with the women that come in is reactivating what's already there inside them. Like a lot of them think that they don't have it. Like they're like, oh, I've got to learn it. Like, I've got to learn how to be this way. No. You have it. And it's your own, different than mine. And it's beautiful and it's unique. You've just left it there and you've done nothing with it over the past decade, right? Mm-hmm. So let's like reactivate that and see what happens. And then what happens from that obviously is then they step into their truth and who they are. And from that space of personal clarity, they're then able to create the personal brand that represents and captures everything that they created and discovered when they're doing that internal deeper work. So it's just a beautiful unfolding, a beautiful blossoming. It's like my soul's work.
I love that. I love that. And I think it's definitely so important, you know, that we do this work so that we can create that impact from a space that's really true, not just for others, but for ourselves. Because like you were saying, we all have that within, and it's such a shame that we don't unlock it. It's such a shame. I was doing a talk recently at one of my friends' retreats, and I said to the women, you know, like it's something that we get to understand that there is no such thing as someone being more special, someone being luckier, someone being more worthy of or deserving X, Y, and Z more. Is simply a fact of really understanding, recognizing, and owning the fact that we have that. If we are able to perceive it in someone, we have that within. There's a reason why we are able to see it in someone else. There's a resonance in there. And that's why it's so good to see not just at moments in which we feel maybe that we are admiring someone and we feel inspired by someone, but even in the shadow ways, if we ever catch ourselves feeling jealous of someone or comparing ourselves to someone, really see that that is nothing but a mirror, that it's reminding you that that greatness exists within you and you get to tune into that. It's kind of like your soul going, hey, you see that thing you're looking at? Yeah, it's inside of you, but you're just not paying attention.
And when you're I love that you said that. So when you're in jealousy, you're in resistance to it. So it's just, realize that, right? So the jealousy, they're both recognizing what you said is beautiful. So when you're admiring, when you're respecting, when someone's inspiring you, that's acceptance. Okay. Then resistance, when you're resisting, and I'm not talking about resisting them, I'm talking about you resisting you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about here, okay? So when you're jealous and resentful, envious, those kinds of things, it's revealing to you that you're resisting something that lives in you that's waiting to burst out, but your resistance preventing it. And again, one thing that I'm very clear on and I always want to shine light on is, it's not about good, bad, right, or wrong. Like, it's not wrong of you to resist. Just notice it. Just notice it and just accept it and decide from that point, okay, what do I actually want? Okay, because one thing that I will say is when you resist the resistance and you get mad that you're resisting it. And then you're like, oh, well, F that, you know, I thought I fixed that. Oh, I'm so like, how am I still suffering? that's literally, it's like piling darkness on darkness. Mm. It's not helping you get into the light, love, you know? Mm. So just accepting and shining light and embracing it and like, oh, okay. Like that's my innocence. Got it. Like, let me embrace my innocence for a second. Right. And then let me choose, because you don't want to be on a resistance of the resistance. Right. Mm. And that's not going to work. And it may happen and that's okay. But like we get to bring it into the light. So I just want to make that clarification, because I know how we can, especially as high achievers, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, we can be super hard on ourselves and we make a little mistake or we catch ourselves, you know, not in our highest and we're like, oh, like why would you, and we get so hard on ourselves. But that's dark on dark. You know, yeah. So no, acknowledging we're human beings. Like it doesn't matter how evolved we get in our own ascension, we're going to come up against those moments, right? And so it's a beautiful thing. Accept it, embrace it, and let it fuel you instead of like hold you back.
Mm, I absolutely love that you brought this up, because I think it's something that, as you said, we can find ourselves doing so often, where we're judging ourselves for the judgment, or we're judging ourselves being a reveal. And I actually recorded a whole podcast episode on this, where I was saying, due to a conversation I had with a client, where she was saying, you know, I have this insecurity in me and I just want to get rid of it. She was like, I just want to do a ceremony, or I'm going to try this new modality because I just need to get rid of this thing. And I was like, babe, the issue is that insecurity is coming from the false belief that you aren't enough. And the energy that's driving you to want to get rid of it is the energy of you thinking that as you are, with that insecurity included, isn't enough. Mm. So you're trying to get rid of the insecurity with the same energy that created the insecurity in the first place. So we're just not getting anywhere from here.
So good. Yes. It's such a powerful thing to realize. I mean, it's so funny that we're even having this conversation. Like I just shot this mini course and I said exactly that in the very beginning. Like before I even dove into the course, I was just like, look, honey, you are right where you are at is great. Like you're great. Like accept and embrace where you are, because you will not be able to get to where you want to go until you embrace where you are. Right. So absolutely. That's what keeps us in things called feedback loops. We get rid of the thing. I'm putting this in quotation marks for those of you who are just listening. We get rid of the thing, and then all of a sudden a new thing comes and it causes us the same experience, right? That's how we like same situation, different guy, right? That's what happens. It's because we haven't created acceptance and healing around a certain part of us, a certain aspect of us. And so if we keep resisting it and pushing against it and trying to get rid of it and shoving it down, you know, whatever, it's going to keep coming up, because it's we haven't actually accepted it as part of us. I mean, we are light and dark. We are both. We're not just one. You will never have a pure, you will never have a human like literally walking around that's like, I am only light. I don't have any dark moments. Like we are both. We're both. And it's beautiful. It's great. It's awesome. We learn so much from ourselves that way.
Yeah, I love that. My shamanic teacher, this is something that landed so much for me. I remember I had finished one ceremony with her that was years ago, and I was going through a huge meltdown of just seeing all of the parts of me that I didn't want to love and I didn't want to accept, and just going through, I saw this and there's this and I am that, and just like freaking out about just seeing those aspects of myself that weren't all light, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I remember she said to me, Sigrid, there is nothing more evolved, nothing more conscious, nothing more spiritual, nothing more mature, and nothing more advanced that you can ever do other than accepting yourself. Mm-hmm. She's like, that's it. You don't need to know all of the spiritual languaging. You don't need to go through all of the different healing modalities or dress a certain way or become a saint. You just need to accept yourself.
Mm. That's it. Yep.
And that landed so much for me.
Amen. And that's one of the biggest things that I see existing that I'm absolutely on fire to heal, you know, to support women in healing so that they can see like, hey, he doesn't need to accept you for you to feel good. Like that, you know, job doesn't need to accept you. No, it's you that gets to accept you. And all of you. And yes, there are parts about ourselves that we may want to change or grow or evolve. And wanting that is okay. Like wanting that is okay. Wanting something new for ourselves is great. That's like even bringing it back to the initial conversation. Remember, out of darkness births light. But appreciate the dark, because if it weren't for that, you wouldn't have known that you wanted something different. You wouldn't have known the next part of your ascension, the next level for you.
Yeah. And bringing it back to the branding, like you say, this reminds me of what you were saying at the beginning to really create that powerful, potent branding, how you were saying you have to get really clear about what you stand for and what you're not. And I truly believe that we can only see that once we're in that ownership of everything that we are, of our truth.
Absolutely. Yes. Because the reason why we don't share it is because we're still in judgment about it for ourselves. Like we're actually judging ourselves about it still.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. When you really peel back the onion layers, you start to see that actually it's not that person's opinion that you were afraid about. You're actually scared of your own opinion about yourself, the own meanings and identities that you've created about you. You know, that's what's really at risk here. And you start to uncover that and you're like, wait a minute. Okay, got it. It's me. It's just me. Yeah. And that's why there's that saying, you know, you're your own worst enemy, right? You're your own biggest block. It's true. You know, that's why I said you are source. Absolutely. And we have we have been blessed with a beautiful, beautiful gift of our own light and dark, of our own contrast, and of our own journey, our own process that's going to look different from other people's. That is diversity in its finest, right? It's divinity in its finest. And we get to activate that and like participate and like play with that. It doesn't have to be this, like we weren't born on this planet to suffer. Like we were born to be in joy and have fun and play and like experience and give and receive all of the things.
I love that. I absolutely love that. There's two more questions I want to ask you, Ashley. The first being, where can people find you and in what ways can people work with you?
So you can find me. I hang out a lot on Instagram, ashley.hann. I'm on there a lot. I have my website, ashleyhann.com. And right now, my Female on Fire inner circle is closed. We have our women in there, but I do have my mastermind. So my mastermind is where I work with females who are entrepreneurs, who either are in corporate and making the shift to leave and create their own vision and dream and an abundant business, or those who've already started the business and want that guidance on next steps and like really getting clear and aligned in their messaging and what they stand for and how they create their content, the strategies, the tools, all that kind of stuff. So that's what's going on now, which I'm really excited about. And then of course I have, my private clients that I work with, and my private is more intensives, my VIP intensives. And my team creates amazing, beautiful websites that I love, love. It's one of my, it's what brought me here initially into this work was through websites. So, it's something I'll always do. I have an agency, and that's another way that I work with amazing, conscious, powerful leaders as well.
I love that. Love that. I'm going to check that out myself. So awesome. And I'm going to be leaving all of the links in the show notes for you guys as well. And the last question is, in your opinion, what makes a leader sacred?
Ooh, what makes a leader sacred? What makes a leader sacred is when you're the full embodiment of your truth, when you fully accept all of you, no matter what it looks like, and when you're in full service to, yes, you and all of the amazing souls that you get to impact, all of the lives that you get to transform, and A sacred leader is really someone who sees their own sacredness and is okay and in full ownership of that part of them so that they're able to bring that sacredness to others and ignite that in others.
I love that. Love that. Thank you so much, Ashley, for everything that you gave in this podcast, everything that you shared, and everything that you do in your work, in your life. I really honor you. And I'm really, really excited to share this episode with everyone listening.
Oh, awesome. It was so much fun. I so enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you found something valuable that you can apply to your own life and business. And I have an announcement to make. The next round of my 6-month mastermind, The Embodied Woman, is officially starting in September 2021. And the enrollments and the applications are already opened. Because we've had so many inquiries, so many women wanting to join, so many of the women doing it wanting to recommend some of their friends, some of their clients to come and join it. So we've opened the enrollment process. And my honest prediction is that it will fill out a few months in advance. We start in September, but we have a really long wait list and some women have already jumped in and enrolled. So I wanted to share it with you in case that you are feeling called to join this mastermind. If you're listening to this, you're like, this sounds awesome, but what is the Embodied Woman? This is my signature process, my 6-month mastermind for women that want to step fully into their feminine embodiment. I talk about it as 6 intentional months to be initiated into your fullest expression of womanhood. And we work with the practices, the embodiment practices, and the tools that support you in reclaiming your power fully. Really owning your gifts, understanding and connecting to your ultimate potential, becoming the most fullest, authentically self-expressed version of yourself, communicating your needs, your desires, not just to yourself and those around you, but to life in the way that you be really clearly. Turning on your receiver and amplifying your ability to say yes to life, to support, to love, to abundance, to pleasure, really learning how to walk your life and lead in a way that is deeply grounded and anchored in that feminine superpower of yours. So all I can say is that this is my absolute favorite program out of everything I've created over the years. This is my favorite ever. And the powerhouse women that are currently doing it are having such amazing results, such incredible, deep transformations within their personal lives and how they feel about themselves, but also in their relationships, in their businesses, and how they show up in their leadership. So if you want to be a part of an intimate mastermind where we go really deep and support you to truly understand and own your power as a woman, then this could be for you. So head to my website, sigritasis.com/the-embodied-woman-application. If you want to fill out the application, if you want to know more about it, you can also email me or direct message me the word embodied. And I will be sharing details with you. I'd love to hear from you. If you really feel like this resonates, if this is something that you can get value from, do not wait, because as I said, I do think this is going to fill out a few months in advance. So reach out to me via email, direct message, or head straight to the link in the show notes to apply for this mastermind. And I will be reviewing all of your applications and getting in touch if I think that this is a fit. I'm sending you lots of love, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Sacred Leaders.